It's time for our weekly visit with Ron Sanford, the president and CEO of Mevry Bank. Ron, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. It is a beautiful day.
We can agree on that, can't we?
Yes, we can.
But, I mean, I swear there's somebody out there that's going, are you crazy? I can't believe you're saying this is a beautiful day.
I don't know. Not a cloud in the sky. It's hard to be.
Yeah. All right, Ron, there is some really good news. And, you know, we've talked a lot on this show about just, you know, trying to do the best we can to make it through until the vaccine is done, until the vaccine manifests itself to the point where we've got herd immunity. And, you know, all these things are all possible. Hopefully all this is going to happen. But if we get through this, and we will get through it, and I guess that's something that I continue to drive home, we're going to get through this, and things are going to be better. Some things will never be the same, quite the same, but we are going to get back to normal. But I'm reading that the National Association for Business Economics has taken a survey, and an overwhelming number of forecasters say that by late next year, the economy could be back to pre-pandemic levels.
That's absolutely right, Scoot. The expectation of a widespread distribution of a successful vaccine by, you know, May to June of next year has really created some optimism among the panelists of NABI, the organization you spoke about, and they now say, you know, over 70% of them now expect full recovery by the end of next year, 2021, whereas previously less than 40% expected to be back to pre-COVID levels by then. So that is a big surge in optimism. I will caution, Scoot, that economists, I think, are historically inept at forecasting the future.
Oh,
maybe worse than the weather guessers. But they, you know, that's what they do for a living. So I'm glad to see that their optimism level is higher.
Well, there should be no doubt that we're going to get through this. And, you know, late next year, it's too late for a lot of people. And I feel badly for all the people who can't make it that far with their business or their work or their company or whatever. But if we pull together as a country, there's no reason why we can't assume that we're going to get through this and that things are going to be back to some kind of normal. You know, again, you know, some people may always want to wear masks. There are going to be those things that will always change. Some people may be more prone to stay home. I think a lot of people are going to be worried. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that this pandemic is going to have a tremendous impact on our society in terms of people working at home and different things like that. But as a society, we can and should look forward to getting through this.
Well, we should, and come way back. If you recall, the second quarter, we had a 31% drop in the gross domestic product, which is the biggest since the Great Depression. So, and then in the third quarter, we came back that much. On an annualized basis, we were up 30% in the third quarter, which was a huge comeback. So that is kind of the V-shaped recovery. And now if we can just avoid a double dip because of the recent surges in the COVID cases, then we'll be in good shape. And we've got the government talking about a stimulus again, and it looks like that's a real possibility. That'll help. We've got the vaccine on the horizon, and that'll help. So I think things are starting to look up a little bit.
Well, and as a banker, you know, you're president, CEO of a big bank here in the New Orleans area. You feel confident? You feel good?
I feel better than I did two or three months ago. I will say that. And I think as far as our own experience and other bankers that I've talked to, we're still not seeing the doom and gloom and the delinquencies and issues with the loan repayments that everybody expected on such a significant scale. So I do feel pretty good about that.
That's great to hear. And I hope you've got more good news next week. But thanks for spending time with us. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Mevry Bank, with some positive economic news about forecasters. 73% of forecasters in a recent survey say that by late next year, we're going to be back to pre-pandemic levels when it comes to the economy. That's pretty amazing.
It's great news.
All right, Ron, talk to you next week. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right.